On February the 25th, 2020, media stories circulated about three baboons on the run at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney. Video showed baboons running beside parked cars as people watched in disbelief. It soon surfaced that the small troop of baboons escaped from a truck with a faulty door lock whilst being transported from a breeding colony in Wallachia, New South Wales, to the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. The baboons were recaptured and taken to the medical research facility within the hospital complex. On being informed that the three baboons in question were not at the facility for research purposes, but were there so that the older male could have a vasectomy, much of the reporting took on a humorous stance and what became known as Baboon Gate. However, there is a more serious side. Whilst these baboons were not said to be being used for medical research on this occasion, they have been purpose-bred for research. An estimated 272 primates were used in invasive experiments in the year 2017. That's the year of the latest statistics. These include baboons, marmosets and macaques. Baboons are purpose-bred at a breeding facility in Wallachia, New South Wales, and the marmosets and macaques are bred in Gippsland, Victoria. In 2016, the Sydney Morning Herald revealed several hospitals around Sydney had used baboons from the Wallachia facilities and other primates for medical experiments, including organ transplants from a pig to a baboon. This is what is known as xenotransplantation, the term used to describe the transplantation of organs, tissue or cells from one species to another. The baboon escape generated mass exposure on the issue of primate research, both domestically and internationally. HRA was inundated with media requests, public inquiries, and our petition to ban primate experiments reached over 100,000 signatures. It revealed to the Australian public, who were largely unaware that primates were used for research, and upon realising it is happening, there was widespread opposition. Even the Minister for Health expressed that his heart was with the baboon. Professor Anne-Marie Hennessy, a senior advisor at the Wallachia facility, said the animals were living in an environment which resembled their natural habitat. She said baboons at the facility had been used in important biomedical research in Australia for at least 30 years, and it was only justified when there was no alternative. The problem is that such assurances mean nothing when there is so little transparency in medical research. Questions to the National Health and Medical Research Council, the NHMRC, federal and New South Wales governments to obtain more detail on the number of primates used, the amount of funding and the outcomes of the research remain unanswered, and it is not possible to gain access to the baboon breeding facility, as there is no national mandatory system for the collating and publishing of animal use in research statistics. It is not clear just how many primates are being used. When questioned, the NHMRC was unable to confirm the number of baboons killed or caused harm, or how many baboons had been located at or taken to the RPA hospital between the year of March 2019 and March 2020. We know, broadly speaking, the type of research that baboons are used for. The official response is that the baboons are said to be used for investigation of the causes, diagnosis, or treatment of diabetes, pregnancy, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and kidney disease. This matches with the case studies that we have put together based on publicly available scientific publications. We are aware that the NHMRC has recently funded three grants involving some animal-to-animal xenotransplantation using baboons. Animals can suffer terribly during xeno research. They are often genetically modified, and recipient animals may have their immune system suppressed to lessen the chance of rejection. Macaques and marmosets are also used, typically for neurological, cognition, vision research, or HIV research, which is in fact one of our recent case studies. Through Freedom of Information requests, it has been disclosed that 24 macaques were killed at the CSIRO research facility as part of some HIV research, with an additional macaque dying for an undisclosed reason. Much of the research has not been released, which means we cannot evaluate the animal welfare implications and research outcomes, despite this research receiving over $1 million of public funding. Over the past 5 years, HRA has found out that a female macaque was found in a barrel outside dead in a pool of blood. A female macaque was found in her cage, barely able to move. Staff attempted to recover her with fluids and warmth, but she died about 1.5 hours later. A female marmoset was found listless and bleeding from her bowel. After being treated, she began gasping for breath and died. A male marmoset was found listless with shallow breathing and vomiting clear, foamy liquid. The vet was called for treatment, but the marmoset died 30 minutes later. So was this research warranted? Of course, we appreciate that research into life-threatening research is essential. However, is non-human primate research necessary to advance human health? Are there any human clinical practices that are in place as a direct result of research conducted on non-human primates within Australia? We remain sceptical. Whilst non-human primates are genetically similar, systematic reviews of primate research indicate that their perceived benefits to humans are overstated. Analyses of the relevance of primate studies to human biology indicate that genetic similarity does not result in sufficient physiological similarity for primates to constitute good models for research, and that primate data does not translate well to progress in clinical practices for humans. As mentioned previously, primates are used for HIV research. This is based on the primate version of the disease, simian immunodeficiency virus, SIV. This research does not equate to studying an illness in humans, but studying a different illness in primates. Because HIV and SIV are closely related viruses, researchers study SIV as a way to learn more about HIV, but in fact, SIV differs from the genetics of HIV by a staggering 50%. SIV cannot infect humans, and HIV cannot infect primates. In fact, infection with HIV-1 does not progress to AIDS in chimpanzees or any other species except humans. As to the issue of xenotransplantation, HRA welcomes the $50 million Welcome Leap program in human organs, physiology, and engineering, HOPE, one of the program goals being to demonstrate the advances necessary to restore organ functions using cultivated organs or biological synthetic hybrid systems that would result in a doubling of the 5-year survival rate of patients on replacement therapy or awaiting organ transplantation, and point to a fully transplantable, non-rejected human organ within 10 years. Surely this is the science we should be embracing. With primate research, we also need to consider the advanced social skills and needs of primates, and the fact that they live a long life. They could be used for multiple purposes of research during that lifeline. And we really have to consider whether there's a cost benefit to this research with all the additional factors that come into play with primate research. A lot has happened in the last year. Momentum for change following the baboon escape resulted in the passing of a Greens motion proposed by Senator Maureen Faruqi in the Senate, which called on the federal government to 1. Ensure national transparency and accountability in the use of animals in research, and 2. Invest in the methods and technology needed to end the use of animals for primate for research purposes. However, there has been no concrete action resulting, and primate research continues under a shroud of secrecy. Of course, the COVID-19 pandemic has been a huge diversion of focus, but HRA will be doing all we can to ensure primate research is subject to public scrutiny. HRA is specifically calling for the replacement of primate experiments with more humane and scientifically valid non-animal methods of research, a ban on the importation of primates for research, and the establishment of a primate sanctuary for ex-laboratory animals. If you'd like to learn more, please see our web's page. It is banprimateexperiments.org, and that links to the petition.